This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 21st. Well, the wheat markets were higher again yesterday as we continue to push into new highs for the key markets of Kansas City, Minneapolis, and even Chicago barely bumped into a new high yesterday on the front month. Chicago didn't hold all that well again, so 2 days in a row where you see the market start out pretty decent right on the open, and then the sellers came in, tried to lean on the market, couldn't break it, but the market really struggled to regain that upward momentum. Meanwhile, KC and Minneapolis in particular were stronger, especially the Minneapolis, which continues just to push into new highs and close on its highs. So Minneapolis has taken over leadership of the complex, which tells me that we're going to be running out of gas here. Chicago really typically would be your leader if you're going to have a strong bull market, either that or Kansas City, with Chicago keeping up. But it's Minneapolis. So I think what's happening is you're correcting the spreads with Minneapolis versus Chicago, which got skewed way out of normal. 60 cents under is pretty wide. You know, it's just for Minneapolis to be under Chicago. So that seems to be in a correcting mode. The fundamentals, of course, that have been driving this are the dryness in southern Russia and also the U.S. southern and central plains. Now, the forecasts are starting to bring some rains into both of those regions, more so for the U.S., but even Russia, light rains, like a quarter inch. I mean, obviously that's not very much, but it's something, and it could pave the way for more yet to come. So I think that's why the market's kind of just slowing down here. Again, we're strong. It's not like we're falling apart, but that upward momentum clearly has been waning, especially for Chicago. The hedge funds and other large traders have been carrying a record long position in wheat, especially for this time of year. So, and they are in corn and beans too. So they're heavily loaded to one side here. So we have to keep that in mind. It could lead to some significant volatility if the market starts to break. Crop condition ratings are clearly well below last year as the drought has continued through the late summer and fall in the southern plains. Kansas City wheat sitting at 31% good to excellent. That's down 24% from last year. Colorado is at 18% good to excellent compared to 59% a year ago. So we're not starting out in very good position in the United States, similar to what Russia's doing. Russia, of course, as of last week, they were 85% planted on winter wheat. There are reports floating around that they're actually planting record acres of winter wheat, which one would not expect. And from what we've been hearing earlier about Russian farmers holding off on planting because it's dry, obviously they're dusting it in. They pretty much want to get it in. And it gives them options, obviously. If it doesn't perform in the spring, they'll just tear it out and go to probably sunflowers, but maybe corn. But from what we're hearing, they're still just going to keep planting. Now, we have record high domestic prices for flour in Russia. Obviously, the prices have been moving higher in southern Russia too. So, price incentive is certainly there to plant more wheat acres. It's just the moisture has not been there. What I would expect wheat to do here is, looking at the price action between the three markets with Minneapolis taking over leadership here. Again, that tells me that Chicago is starting to run out of gas. I would expect the market to pull back and then take another run at the high. Indicators are very, very overbought. Usually what you get in a situation like this is the market will sell off, kind of correct itself from that overbought status and take another run at the high. And that's where we get the divergence in your indicators. We do not have any divergence at this point. We're just extremely overbought. So that's what I would look for over the next couple weeks, probably, would be the time window I would expect that to happen. By that time, we've got the Southern Hemisphere in full harvest mode. Australia, of course, coming in with their third biggest crop ever. Argentina, not a record crop, but still decent, 17 million tons. They're backing off somewhat on their exports, but they're still going to be exporting wheat, around 10 million tons. They'll take 7 of that over to Brazil, so it still leaves them with 3 million tons of hard red winter wheat to push into the world pipeline through November, December, maybe stretching into January. And Australia, of course, will compete in the soft wheat market, primarily in the Southeast Asian markets, but they're going to be vying for some Egyptian business too. And all that wheat is going to be competing with Russian wheat and European wheat, which has been higher priced than anybody all season long. That's why I think the market's going to struggle to continue moving upward, especially if weather conditions are improving in South America for corn and soybean production, which they are. So, wheat is on a run here. Again, I think we'll get a correction, take another shot at the high, give us some divergence on the indicators. That, I think, over the next couple weeks would be plenty of time to get that done. And then we're just going to be headlong into competition from the southern hemisphere. Great selling opportunities here, getting some cash sales on the books, and kind of get squared away for 2020, and certainly get some sales on the books for 2021. Any questions, just give me a call, 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.